Can you use one dishwasher for both meat and dairy dishes back to back? So how does a dishwasher work? So there are different types of dishwashers. And general description of how it works is that you have dirty dishes that are loaded and detergent is placed in the dispenser. When the dishwasher starts, it drains any leftover water and fills with a small amount of fresh water. The pump circulates the water through rotating spray arms, which spray the dishes to loosen and remove food and dirt. The dirty water is drained and fresh water enters for the main wash. The water is heated either by a heating element inside the dishwasher or in some models before it enters. After the water is heated, the detergent dispenser opens. Detergent mixes with the hot water, which is pumped through the spray arms and sprayed over the dishes. The dirty soapy water is drained and replaced with fresh water for one or more rinse cycles. Finally, the dishwasher drains the water and dries the dishes. The drying method depends on the dishwasher. It may use heat, a fan, condensation, or a combination of methods. All dishwashers contain a filter that traps large food particles to prevent them from clogging the draining pipes. So, first question is, the water that's being spritzed before the soap, is that Eroy Kli Rishon or actual Kli Rishon? Because the heating element is on the bottom. So that's the question. Even then, before the soap is introduced, you have hot water. So do you, if there's a heating element on the bottom, do you view that as Kli Rishon? How much of the dishwasher is being filled up with water? So that's the question. Or is it simply Eroy Kli Rishon, the water is being spritzed, so that's like hot water is being poured from a heating element. Another issue is, how do we understand, let's say it's Eroy Kli Rishon. So what's the transfer of taste from, does Eroy Kli Rishon transfer taste? Let's assume there's boiling hot water that's being poured on dairy and meat dishes together. You have a sink that has dairy and meat dishes, and you have hot water, boiling hot water, and it's going on the dairy and the meat dishes. So, according to the Ramah, so there's a halacha, generally speaking, that Eroi, it transfers taste, k'dei klipa. This is the Ramah in Yoredeia, Siman, Tzadi Hei, Seif Gimel. Says that if you pour boiling hot water, let's say power of boiling hot water, that on kalim, on utensils of both fleishigs and dairy utensils together, even if there's some residue on both of these kalim, a kosher, everything's permitted. Why? Because ain iro ki kli rishon mamish yasa kalim shemar alehem yivluz demizah. Because the iro doesn't have the power to make the kalim, to transfer taste to the kalim, so the kalim, the meat and dairy, do not absorb. So the Shach asked, well, wait a second. In Siman Samach Ches Seif Yud, we say that Eroi does transfer taste k'dei klipa. That it can transfer. That's the outs. It transfers taste to the outside surface of the food. So the Shach says that the Ramah holds that yeah, Eroi can transfer taste, k'dei klipa, to food, but not to a kli, not to a utensil. And therefore, the Ramah will say, let's say you have boiling hot water that hits the meat, let's say meat on a dish, and that meat, it hits that hot water, the hot meat, then the hot fleishig water now hits a dairy dish. So then that dairy dish will not absorb any taste because that's Eroi Kli Rishon. The Shach, though, disagrees. The Shach in Siman Tzadi Hei, Sif Katan Chaf, says we don't pass like that. That Eroi Kli Rishon can transfer taste to both food and to kalim, and it would forbid, it would make the kli forbidden if both the fleishig and the dairy, if you pour boiling hot water on meat and dairy dishes that have food on them, that have residue on them, so both the meat and dairy dishes will become treif. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Mem Beis, holds like the Shach. So that's a second issue. The first issue is maybe the water is being heated with the heating element, maybe it makes the dishwasher Kli Rishon. The second is we have this debate between the Ramah on the one hand versus the Shach Rav Moshe on the other hand about whether Iroi Kli Rishon can transfer to Kalim, to the dishes. And the third issue is that you have these leftover food particles in the filter. And if hot water fills the bottom of the dishwasher, maybe it cooks the leftover food and it spritzes, let's say, fleishig water all over the dishes. So you're also concerned about the filter. So how do we approach dishwashers? So the Abne Yoshve, Rabbi Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, he says that if you run a fleishig wash and there's not shishim in the water to nullify the leftover dairy particles, you don't have 60 times in the water to nullify the leftover dairy particles, the dishwasher has the status of Kli Rishon and will become fleishig. And if the same thing happens with the meat wash, within 24 hours, it becomes forbidden, the kalim are all forbidden. Granted, in a dishwasher, the dishes are not submerged in the water, but the Abnei Yoshve would explain that since the dishwasher is filled with steam and has a built-in heating element, it's as if the entire machine is filled with water and the steam becomes forbidden, thereby forbidding the kalim. And he adds that a certain Gaon, who was Rav Yoshev, agreed with him. Rav Moshe Feinstein, as a tshuva, in Iwas Moshe Yoredeya Chelek Beis Simon Chav Ches. And in this tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says that he quotes the Ramah, and he says, as Ramah writes, that you can wash clean and dairy dishes in a par vat of hot water. And then you could wash fleishig dishes in the same water because the principle of not par not. Once the dairy dishes are removed, any dairy taste that enters the water has already been weakened, and therefore you can place the meat dish immediately in the water. And he writes that a dishwasher is even better, because in a dishwasher, the water is drained and replaced with fresh water between the cycles. Therefore, the weakened dairy taste from the first cycle is removed before the meat dishes are washed. He says that, yes, there is a concern of Iroi Kli Rishon, because the water that's sprayed onto the dishes has the status of an Iroi Kli Rishon. So there is a concern that meat residue remaining on the dishwasher racks could come if you, let's say you do a fleishig wash, and so you have some leftover meat on the fleishig racks, and then when you wash dairy dishes, the meat residue could come into contact with the dairy utensil through the hot water and cause the dairy utensil to absorb the meat taste. In his sefer Agur Ba'alecha, Rav Mordechai Farkas writes that Rav Moshe would be strict even with separate racks because of the filter, because water would become actually fleishig. In other words, if you have fleishig dishes and then later on you have milchig dishes, fine. Maybe it's not par not. But if you have actual fleishig meat in the filter, so then there's actual meat in the dishwasher. And then if meat and dairy, and then you do a dairy wash, and there are meat and dairy particles in the filter, then you're going to have a problem of basar b'chalav. And there's a problem when you have a hot rinse without the soap, because there's not always soap in the dishwasher when you're doing a boiling hot rinse. Now, Rav Moshe basically says that he's concerned about the residue that's on the racks. That's questionable about today, because today the racks are pretty much clean. And also, any residue that's on the racks, if there would be, you probably would have washed it with it, you know, any meat has already been washed in a dishwasher, so it's probably very, very soapy. it's probably no sein tam lifgam. Maybe the soap and when Moshe was talking about wasn't so powerful, so potent. So it seems that the minhag in America is to be maybe in some sense even more strict than Rav Moshe, and to say that even if you think there's not going to be there's no residue on the dishwasher racks, but maybe it's a kli rishon. Maybe this was a kli rishon. Maybe we're concerned that you're going to have, let's say, meat is going to hit the wall of the dishwasher, and a part of the wall of the dishwasher will become fleshig, and then you're going to have within 24 hours you're going to have some dairy food that's going to hit the same spot. So will that become basar v'chalav? Maybe. The fact that we say that nosim tam lifgam is mutter, that with the soap it makes it all permitted, is that lachatchila, or maybe that's only b'di'evet? So there are a lot of questions, and what about the filter? You know, let's say you forget, if you clean the filter, it's not a problem. But let's say, for example, you don't clean the filter. So because of all these questions, I think the minhag in America is generally to use two different racks. Rav Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer, Chelek Yud, Yordea, Simon Dalad, where he basically says, you can even use a dishwasher for meat and dairy dishes simultaneously, but it's best one after the other. And his whole reason is that soap will be pogam, will ruin any taste. If you wash it with soap, it will ruin any taste. So the big question is, are our dishwashers like the same type that was mentioned by Rav Ovadia Yosef? Because Rav Ovadia Yosef's dishwasher, I think the assumption is that the soap is dispensed at the same time the hot water is dispensed. But if it's a dishwasher that the hot water the water becomes boiling hot at some point before the soap is released into the dishwasher, then at stage one, when it's just hot water, then there might be taste transfer. That's like an open question, what Sephardi poskim hold. Are they leading the Rav Ovadia Yosef even with our dishwashers, or no, are they going to say that maybe it's different, that if soap is introduced immediately, then it's not a problem. But if it's not introduced immediately, then it might be a problem. That being said, Rav Rimon wrote a tshuva where he basically said the following. He goes through the halachic issues, and he basically says you shouldn't wash meat and dairy dishes together. If you did by accident, you could be leaning because of the soap. What about the issue that there's hot water at the beginning of the cycle before the soap makes the racks, right? So maybe if there's hot water first. So if you have aren't we concerned that if you have hot water first, so then the soap, right? So what do you do? Then maybe you're going to have hot water and will become hot fleshig water, and it's going to hit a spot on the dishwasher, and then later on when you're going to cook dairy, that dairy is going to hit that spot, and so that spot's going to be basar b'chalav. What if it's like a sort of kli rishon, right? So how do you sort of deal with the issue that as soon as that with our dishwashers, the hot water comes out before the soap, but therefore there'll be taste transfer already before the pogum soap is introduced. So he says the following. He says, very simple. What you can do is, you could add soap initially so that the racks never become fleshiks. And then it will never become basar b'chalav. If you use the dishwasher again within 24 hours, right? So then there would be no forbidden taste that would be transferred. In other words, he says you put soap in the dispenser, but you also put soap in the cavity in the dishwasher itself. So therefore, as soon as the water is introduced, it boils up, there's already soap in the system. And therefore, there's the dishwasher will never become fleishig or milchig, because any meat or dairy taste that's introduced will always be pugum. So therefore, it will be stale, and therefore there will be no taste transfer. He says to make sure to get rid of any big pieces, so that at the end of the cycle, when most of the water is drained, so definitely you'll have the little amount of residue of meat or whatever food will be batel b'shishim. Rabbi, and he also says that you should, so as long as you add soap to the cavity of to the inside of the dishwasher together with the dispenser, that should solve the problem. As long as you also clean the filter so that there's no particles in the filter. So if you do that, then he thinks you can wash dishes, meat and dairy, one after the other. Rabbi Willig thinks that Rav Rimon's solution may solve the problem, but it's bad policy to assume always that you're going to clean the filter and add soap at the beginning. So he thinks it's a bad policy to follow this practice. Let's say you find the wrong kli, the wrong utensil in your dishwasher. Let's say your dishwasher is a fleishig dishwasher, and you find a dairy fork in the dishwasher, a dairy knife, a dairy pot. So you can be lenient. Why can you be lenient? Because maybe, let's say, the residue never came in contact with the dairy fork. Maybe it only came in contact after it was pugum by the soap. And you also have the leniency of the Rama, right? The Rama actually holds that you can wash meat, and you can pour boiling hot water on both meat and dairy kalim. He's lenient. So you have a lot to be lenient on. The best is to wait 24 hours and then pour boiling water on the vessel, if it could be, on the utensil, if it could be kashered. The Psakim Mitshuvos paskin that you may wash parv dishes in a dairy or fleishig dishwasher as long as you do a parv-only cycle, and you make sure the dishwasher is clean, including the filter. But you should not wash parv dishes with dirty fleishig or dairy dishes, because the food residue may hit your parv dishes. Rabbi Willig told me, he said you can place parv, you could take like parv glasses, drinking glasses, in a dishwasher, and place away from the meat kalim, and you can wash those glasses together with soap. Why? Because in any case, the glasses are used for cold. So even if, let's say, there is treif, doesn't make a difference, because you're using it for cold, you're drinking for cold, so there will not be any taste transfer.